This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to learn more.
Some guy walks up to me. He says to me,
"This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Aren't you Susie Schuster's husband?"
No.
With guest host, Susie Schuster.
Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. I love this rivalry.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
First of all, it's not rivalry. Not when you lose about 35. Caitlin Clark is in a different level.
Earlier on the show, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Coming up, MLB Network analyst, Kevin Millar. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
Hour number two underway. Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen, taking off a couple days, just a couple, to chill out, maybe play some golf, maybe need some lessons after playing some golf. I'm not sure, but we'll see him back here in the studio tomorrow. TJ Jefferson, good morning to you.
What's up, Ms. Schuster?
I like your candle today. I can smell it from here.
A little pumpkin.
It's nice. Yeah. It's nice. A little Thanksgiving in the
May.
Spring.
I like the smell. I think it's pumpkin.
Good morning, Mikey.
Susie, you see.
Good morning, Mikey.
You're Chris first, but all right. Good morning.
She's going that
hey,
way.
Chris, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
So since Kevin Millar is going to be here in hour number three, do we just talk like this the whole time? Hey, how are you? I mean, you can't say Kevin Millar. You're going to be like, hey, Kevin Millar, how are you?
Kevin Millar. Love it.
Millar's going to join us here in the third hour to talk about some more golf that Rich is going to have to take some lessons for. But that's a little harbinger of things to come.
You guys, come on.
Oh, I mean, look, the poor guy works all the time, but he went out to go hit some balls with some friends, a nice friendly tournament, and he called. And it was windy. The sea was angry, my friend. It was windy.
Wind is not fun when it comes to playing golf.
It was windy. Beautiful day, but very windy.
So he said this, right? He's playing in the Tahoe event in a couple of months.
He is.
Jay Billis was on last week or the week before to promote that as well. And we looked it up. The last time Rich played was 2004. He came in fourth to last. And, you know, they do a scoring system. It's called Stableford. So you... positive points are good. You know, regular golf, you want to be under par. This is points are good. So you get, you know, a point for a par. You get 2 points or 3 points for a birdie and so on and so on. And then negative points for doubles and what have you. He's not going to be in the positive. So I think we honestly need to have a conversation with us. Just like, what type of expectations are we going to have for our boy?
I think we have to have an intervention. I think we have to take whatever driver Scottie Scheffler had that was basically
non-conforming. Non-conforming. And give it to Rich.
Give it to Rich. Like, hi, honey, I got you this for Father's Day. Hey, Scottie Scheffler, call me. Send me the junk. Let me have whatever you have. Right.
Send me what you're illegally not allowed
to
use.
Send me whatever you can't use. Let me give it to Rich because he needs all the help he can get.
It's kind of the opposite. You know, the 40 every year, he famously does not train. Right. And he's like, oh, well, I don't want to jump the shark and I just want to go out there and run. Golf is, you know, you kind of need to practice.
You can't swing through the bubble without getting out there and practicing.
Yeah, you kind of need to practice.
You kind of need to practice. And so he went out there cold. I can't remember the last time he held a golf club before he went away this weekend. And yeah, it's showing.
All right.
We're just talking about practice.
Yeah.
That is right, AI. Yeah, yeah. I did love that. Who did that, AI? Was that the Bills? For their training camp, for their schedule reveal. That was
AI.
So funny. I loved it so much. Yeah, great. So we will talk about Kevin Millar.
Millar.
Speaking of baseball.
Next hour.
I think Juan Soto is still running to first.
Oh.
Oh, TJ, did I do that to you?
Look, we have the second most wins in baseball. We are fine. Everything is fine, okay?
Juan Soto playing in Boston thinks he's sent one over the monster.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe he needs his eyes checked a little to see.
That might help, yeah.
Trajectory. No, but that's not the thing. Thing is, he's got maybe one of the best set of eyes in baseball, which means that he takes too many pitches for my liking. But yeah, dig it out, bro. That's all you got to do. Just run hard.
Oh, the Phillies jumped you guys in the standings.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not worried already?
Half a game? That they've been in first for like 8 hours.
I don't know.
No,
I don't know. I'm just saying.
The collapse is happening.
You know what I mean?
Eight hours. Okay.
Close.
We're fine.
All right. Not worried?
Well, I think he does have great eyes, but apparently doesn't have a lot of reflexes for running to first, running it out. You know, so don't they teach you that in Little League and Pee Wee, like start running? Ken Griffey Jr., as we said, he used to admire his jacks going out of any building he was in.
Lots of players.
When you're playing in Boston, you can't just sit there watching it go over the monster because there's a high percentage chance that it's going to come back down on the field, and that's what happened.
I will agree with you on that.
So this is what he had to say when he was asked about whether or not he should have hustled to first.
Last couple of nights, you've had a couple of plays where you were slow getting out of the box. Is that something you have to be more aware of?
No. I think being hustling very hard. If you see it today, you can tell.
Now, he did not run very hard. He did not run very hard. In fact, he slowly walked maybe one or two steps while watching the ball go up and hit the monster and come back down. And this is what Carlos Mendoza had to say about it as well, as to whether or not he has to speak to his slugger.
We'll talk to him about it. Tonight, obviously, someone gets a hold of one and knows when he gets it, he's one, you know. And he thought he had it, you know, but with the wind and all that. And in this ballpark, or, you know, anywhere, but in particular in this one, with that wall right there, you got to get out of the box. So, yeah, we'll discuss that.
So let's role play that guy. Who wants to play Soto and who wants to play Carlos?
Well, I think you two should do it.
Okay. Who do you want to be?
I guess I'll be one.
Okay.
Congratulations. Can I borrow some money?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Sweet. We got you.
Hey, how you doing today?
Pretty good, coach.
Yeah, great. Listen, I had some thoughts on watching you not run to first.
Okay.
Listen, you're great. Your eyes are amazing. You're worth every bit of the $765 million that we're paying you. But I would appreciate it if you might try to run that out.
Well, coach, you know, it's May. It was cold. What if I tear my hamstring? I thought the ball was gone. June and July, it'll be different. But right now, it's still early in the season. I don't want to risk getting hurt.
Will it be, though? Will it be any different, or will you still be lollygagging on the way to first?
Well, the thing is, my wallet's so heavy that it kind of holds me down, so my first step isn't what it used to be, but I'll do better.
Yeah, logic tells me that if you can steal second before not even rounding the bases and making it home when you could have actually had a double earlier, seems like you can run, and you weren't that cold.
Next question.
Yeah, exactly. And scene. Well, that worked out well. We solved that problem, didn't we? I don't know. Look at this headline. Juan Slow-Mo.
Now, TJ, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, you do.
Are they fat shaming him again? He looks a little large in that picture. You know what I mean? I don't know the wind or what's happening, but the shirt and the gut situation. You know what I mean?
Pizza.
I mean, the whole fat
Boston's
shaming thing.
Boston's got some good food.
First
I know
all,
that,
the
too.
The dude's in better shape than, I'd say, 99% of the people who are reading this paper this morning.
It's a little frumpy. So.
Yeah, there's a little gut.
That's a little subtle.
I don't think any man in here should be talking about a gut. So,
wow. Come on. Shots fired.
I'm just saying.
I
thought you were fat shaming Chris.
He's fat shaming me, but I can call him fat because he is fat. He's popping over his belt.
We're also old and not making a bajillion dollars.
Exactly. That's fine. Look,
the guy who most people think is the greatest baseball player ever is Babe Ruth. He certainly had a bit of a gut.
There was no men's health cover for Babe Ruth.
Yeah, that was the 20s.
So
different. He was drinking every day.
Hot dogs.
Too much of that.
I mean, okay.
Moving on.
Talking about guts.
Third 29 and 17
today.
That's that. Those are the only numbers I'm concerned with as of right now.
All I know is that Rich will be in on anybody just absolutely coming down on Juan Soto.
Of course, because I've realized during all this, Yankees fans are the worst. Like,
the worst?
Mad Dog.
I mean, I've been telling you this for years.
I've never had a problem with Yankee fans. I kind of like the Yankees. But like Mad Dog said yesterday was perfect. And if you missed it, check out YouTube. Like, these guys got so attached to a guy who was there for, 8 months? Didn't belong to them. Wasn't like he was a lifelong Yankee. And, you know, they're taking this very, very seriously.
You're not wrong. 844-204-RICH. I did it again. 844-204-RICH. Oh.
How many times have you guest hosted?
A billion. Wow.
A billion.
Wow.
That was just a question. I wasn't like
I was deferring anything.
I was just like, oh, you know what? We've been doing this for a long time and you've been here a lot. How often have you done
it? He's questioning you right now is what he's doing.
Yeah. I've sat in the chair a lot more than you have.
Yeah.
844-204-RICH is the number to call, Chris.
Hey, what was it again?
844-204-RICH.
That's 7424 if you can't spell on your phone dial.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I don't. Numbers confuse me.
7424.
Whatever. Be quiet. let's take a call. I have to get up. Sarah's you like, too. You guys act like brothers and sisters. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey.
Me.
Hey, Tim in Arizona. Tim. Colts, did we do it?
Tim Dog?
Hold on. I have
Colts
to find
win
this.
Loss. Colts win loss.
And Susie, you have to keep track because Chris and I do not.
I don't keep track.
Yeah, I don't have that.
I don't do numbers.
I didn't go to Kinko's and make copies. So
wait a minute.
The only copy.
Hey Tim, how are you?
Hi Susie, scataboo to you.
Scataboo.
Did you see? I want to talk about this for a quick second. Did you see Scataboo's look yesterday? Someone on Twitter was like, he moved to New York and turned into Turtle, and Jerry Ferrara had a good time with it. But his beard is all lined up, TJ. He's wearing throwback jerseys.
Oh, man, he's a New York kid right now, man. Hey, by the way, you'll know he's fully New York when you see Cam Scataboo walking around in a pair of wheat Tims. Timberlands? That's it right there. It's Scataboo season when the Tims get broken out.
Colts win loss, Tim. Let's go.
All right, Tim, you ready?
Hey, Chris, Susie, I have to crowbar this in.
I
need to bring up a significant moment in sports history. Prima Racing, which is a rookie, and their driver, Robert Schwartzman, are on the pole of the Indianapolis 500. That is a huge, huge accomplishment.
Fantastic. Well, congrats to them. And congrats to you because you're first up with Colts this year.
Tel Aviv.
He's from where?
Tel Aviv.
Wow.
Wow.
Israel.
Well, we can say to him, L'chaim, and I hope he drives safely. I mean, isn't that the most Jewish thing to say? Drive safely.
At 220 miles an hour.
Drive safely.
Let's rip it. Colts.
Such a Jewish mother. All right, let's go. Ready? Week one, Miami Dolphins at home.
Okay, listen up, Chris. All right. Miami Dolphins, the Colts lose that game. Ugh. That's their 12th straight loss, opening day loss.
Dang it.
Mr. Irsay does the biggest move ever in sport, and he hires Brad Stevens as their new GM.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't like that idea, Tim.
Not at all. Week two, home for Denver Broncos. We're going to roll through these.
That's a win.
Week three, at Tennessee Titans.
That's a loss.
Week four, at L.A. Rams.
That's a win.
Week five, home for the Raiders.
That's a win.
Week six, home for Arizona.
That's a win.
Week seven, at the Chargers.
That's a loss.
Week eight, home for the Titans.
That's a win.
Week nine, at the Steelers.
That's a win.
Week 10, in Berlin for the Falcons.
That's a win also.
7-3 going into the bye.
Week 11's a bye. All right, week 12, Kansas City Chiefs on the road.
This is where it gets bad. That's a loss.
Week 13, home for the Texans.
Loss.
Week 14, at the Jaguars.
Loss.
Week 15, at the Seahawks.
Loss.
Week 16, home on a Monday night for San Francisco 49ers.
Yep. He's gone, he's fired.
Under 500, 7-8.
Wow, week 17, Jaguars.
Loss.
And closing up at the Texans, week 18.
loss.
Seven game losing streak to end the season. 7
Yikes.
And 10.
Woo. Yikes.
Yep. That's
Tim.
We'll see what Brad does with AR.
Stop it. Stop.
My goodness.
Brad Stevens is very happy in Boston.
My goodness. Thanks so much for your
Boston's
call, Tim.
Taking a break. Isn't this their break year right now? Wouldn't it be a great time for Brad to go back home to Indiana?
No, we need to rebuild. We need to rebuild.
I don't think so.
He's smoking.
Thanks
bro.
Again
Give
for your
something.
Time, Tim. Can we get one more in? Want to get take Christian with the Commanders?
Let's do it. Let's
okay.
do it.
Hold on. Hey, Christian, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great, except I'm looking for TJ. Made me like something because he they make fun of how I can't ever do the thing across. So I'm looking for the Commanders.
W.
On the screen. W. I'll take off the glasses. All right, ready to go? Let's go. Week one. It's home for the Giants.
That's a W.
Week two at Green Bay.
I think that's a loss Thursday night.
Ooh.
Week three versus the Raiders and Pete Carroll.
That's a win.
Week four at Atlanta.
That's a win.
Week five at the Chargers.
Loss.
Week six. Oh, really? I'm kind of surprised at that. Week six versus Chicago.
Prime time.
That's a W. Run it back. Hail Mary.
Week seven at Dallas.
TJ, you're going to get that one. It's a loss.
You know.
4-3.
Week eight at Kansas City.
Another loss.
Ooh, 500.
Week nine, home for Seattle.
That's a win. Sunday Night Football.
Week 10 against Detroit.
Lost. Detroit gets their get back.
Week 11 at Miami. That's
win
in Spain.
In
wow.
Spain.
Six and five into the bye.
Week 12 bye. Week 13, Denver.
Win.
Week 14 at Minnesota.
Loss.
Week 15 at the Giants.
Win. They stink.
Week 16. Oh, boy. For home for Philly.
I think that one's a loss.
Week 17, home for Dallas.
Win, Christmas, gotta get that one.
And closing out at Philadelphia.
We get it back. That's a win.
All right.
10-7. Math. Just looking at it, that is a kind of a killer last 3 weeks with potentially playoffs, schedule, division sure. on the line. Looking at seeding, Philly, Dallas, Philly. Ooh.
Mm. That's nasty.
Yeah. Thanks, Christian.
We lost Christian. We say, oh, I want to say goodbye and say thank you, but you know, I guess you did.
I mean, I said thank you for all
Plus,
of us.
Mike don't have time for goodbyes. He just
there no. Mike, fat finger, boom. See ya.
Nope, they're done.
Mike's got the quick finger.
Once I hear goodbye, see ya. Finger. It's like I'm an umpire. That's why I do the umpire. You're out.
I don't even here. Say it. Oh, guys, we watched Naked Gun the other night. And Leslie Nielsen with his
Enrico Palazzo.
Enrico Palazzo. My kids finally understand why I say Enrico Palazzo all the time. But his, you're out of here. He was fantastic, and it was so much fun. So, Mikey, you're not that I'm saying you have fat fingers, not that Leslie Nielsen.
No, I
does,
do.
But,
I
know.
Actually do. I just
saying.
Sometimes.
Mike, you could be a hand model, honestly. I have noticed that. Mike's got great hands. Remember Costanza in that episode? He'd walk around on the oven mitts. I feel like, Mike, you should start doing that.
This episode of the Rich Eisen Show just started getting creepy.
Oven mitts.
What are we doing when we come back?
Whatever we want.
Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
Hey, let's go.
Let's
take a break. When we come back, a little bit of Brockman. A little bit of Brockman goes a long way.
And my hands.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available Blind Spot View Monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. In the NFL, there's zero margin for error. As we all know, one single mistake can change the outcome of a game, a season, livelihoods, my goodness. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number knows all of that. and makes it their mission to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And thus, you get a Sleep Number bed, you get the same exact thing. I feel it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it does make the world of difference because you can adjust your bed's firmness on your side differently than the other. And after working out for recovery, it's game changing. That's just one of the things that makes a Sleep Number bed so awesome. It's why 95% of Rams players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can use your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
This message is brought to you by Abercrombie & Fitch. I've been ready for summer for a while, and now it's finally time for summer outfits. With a trip coming up, the A&F Vacation Shop has me covered. Abercrombie really knows how to do a lightweight outfit. Their tees, sweater polos, and linen blend shorts never miss. I wear Abercrombie denim year-round. Their shorts are no different and have the comfort I need for summer. Prep for your next trip with the A&F Vacation Shop. Get their newest arrivals in-store, online, and in the app.
Mike Del Tufo, are you out there, Mike?
Yes, I'm here, Rich. Okay. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. So what are you revealing? You've got right here. You got
right up here above me is a brand new Rich Eisen Show sign.
A new Rich Eisen Show sign.
Am I going to do it now?
You see this?
Yeah, here we go. Let's
here we
do
go.
It.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Just hope it doesn't come down in your
what
head.
What an odd fit.
I can't do it because the way it's
just
set up.
Put down the microphone, dude.
I can't.
This is the worst reveal ever.
Keep pulling, Del Tufo.
Pull. Just put the microphone down.
This is good, Rich. This is good.
He's going to bring down the whole thing.
Yes.
Pull both of the cords, you.
Hey.
No, we cannot have this as the reveal.
He does
this
audio.
This cannot be the reveal.
He does audio. He does not do manual labor.
That's the way it's messed up there. I can't. Look, I can't.
Del Tufo, walk up the stairs, Del Tufo.
Yeah, okay.
The not reveal.
He's going to walk up the stairs.
Oh, no, I can't because I can't climb
it's called
to
the
where
not
that
reveal.
Is.
Yeah, you can. That's up to the
no, you can't.
Story.
It's you got to have a cable. You guys don't know OSHA rules. See, they screwed me. They did this on purpose. I'm convinced.
Yeah, it's against you, Mike.
I'm telling you.
Del Tufo, just tell everyone out there you don't have any change for them.
Just pull it. Give them good jersey pull. Put them
on. Yeah, there you go. Watch.
Put the microphone down and pull it.
Pull the other one.
You're a big man. Yank it. Yank it. Oh,
this is so much
better. Oh, all right, come back in here and screw up the audio now, Mike.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. That's always a classic, Mikey. What
funny.
A hot mess.
I was set up. That was a setup.
Mike, come
clearly.
On. Come on.
He cuts it every time we play the video.
Setup.
You said
it wonderful
you say
in that
every
one.
Time.
Setups.
Never a setup in this show. Who are you kidding? Everything's a setup. Chris.
Susie.
Did you come up with anything for me today?
I don't know what that means.
By that, I mean maybe Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
On Tuesday!
Hey!
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. Monday. On a Tuesday.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
You good? Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are
How's
you?
How's it going? I'm doing great. Mike, what's up, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well.
You good?
Yeah.
You good?
CJ,
what's up, man?
It's cracking, G.
Did you guys go to Magic City in Atlanta or no?
No, I won't lie. I drove by it.
You drove by it? You thought about going in?
I drove by it.
What's Magic City?
Oh, it's an establishment where you get excellent food.
Excellent food.
Uh-huh. I haven't had, but I hear the wings are out. The
right.
Lemon pepper
you,
wings
you go
are
there.
Outstanding.
You go there for the food, right?
Absolutely. And the ambiance.
It's like Hooters.
It's like basically, yes. Kind of like what Mike said. You go there for wings and good music. They have a DJ, a lot of dancing, And what I think more importantly, I think what goes on there is people reinvest into the community.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They take funds locally and they reinvest them into small business owners within the Atlanta area.
They're not all small business owners.
Wow.
This is an overreaction.
Before we get in any more trouble, overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Here we go. Susie, in case you're unfamiliar, I throw out a statement. You say overreaction or not.
Okay.
She's been here before.
And we can debate it.
By the way, I have, according to you, hosted this show a billion times.
Have you been here on a Tuesday when we've done this? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I tend to ignore what you say anyway.
Exactly. That tracks.
As long as you throw
yesterday, TJ, the coach on the team that you hate the most got a contract extension, Nick Sirianni. You know what it got me thinking?
What's that?
Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts combo, they're going to win as many Super Bowls as Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And I know it's 3-1 right now, but we are one horrendous holding call in a Super Bowl a few years ago from this being tied at 2.
Ooh.
I don't think this is that far off as...
I don't think this is such a huge overreaction.
Oh,
no? I hope it is.
I actually kind of like it. How about that?
I don't
Nick Sirianni, 43 years old. He's got Andy Reid's in his 60s. We got a long way to go.
That's true.
For Nick Sirianni here, we're looking at maybe a potato. He's 48-20.
Can I ask
to
you
start
a question?
His career? Already been to another Super Bowl, won one last year, obviously, in his first 4 years. Off to one of the best starts of any head coach ever.
Can I ask you a question? Why would you even choose to put that out there? I don't want that to happen.
I know you don't want that to happen.
I think it's actually a really good point. Another reason why I'm not putting my quarterback into an Olympic game, because I want to keep him to win a couple more Super Bowls.
Okay. Look, I don't think that's to quote Rich Eisen, if I may. I don't want to step on anyone's toes,
really?
But I don't think that's an overreaction.
I think
Chris.
Rich would immediately, I wouldn't even be able to finish the sentence.
Oh,
and he
God,
would have said,
Chris. Oh,
how dare you put it?
Come on.
Wait.
No, what does he say all the time?
He calls me a moron kind of often in this segment.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Roseman finds a way.
Yeah. He picked up the get out of here from Al Michaels. I realized that because Al says that all the time. Like if he's indignant about something, he's like, get out of here.
Get out of here.
I noticed that Rich has picked that up along with lead pipe wielding professional.
Which we still have no idea. Like what type of professional wields a lead pipe?
Also, when's the last time Rich picked up a lead pipe?
Glenn Gilhooly.
Has he fixed anything in your house ever?
He's He's big.
You're really trying to choose your words carefully.
Next up, Chris.
Next up, TJ, I'm perusing Twitter last night, and I saw some.
Well, that's a good use of your time.
I know, terrible use of my time, but I did see some Jaguars OTAs out there.
I know where this is going.
I saw Travis Hunter out there wearing number 12. I'm like, oh man, you're such a beast. And I saw Brian Thomas, and I'm like, oh my God, you're so incredible. I can't wait to have you in Dynasty this year. Those two guys are going to be the best wide receiver duo in the AFC this season. Travis Hunter, Brian Thomas Jr. Let's go.
I think that might be an overreaction.
I think slightly, because you just spoke about the Eagles.
Right.
No, I'm talking AFC.
Oh, my bad. I didn't read the whole thing.
AFC.
My bad. And now I'm reading it.
So you're looking at who else is out there, right? We got Chase and T. Higgins. They're obviously running it back. Just in Florida, we got Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. If Tyreek is, 100% healthy. Who else we got in the AFC?
You said T and Jamar. I'm looking, man. Oh, well, Tank Dell got hurt. I would have put...
But Tank Dell's coming back, right? Tank Dell.
Yeah, but that's tough to come back. Was it 2 years in a row?
I mean, it's a sexy...
What else we got?
...idea.
Just throwing it out there, man. I want to be first on Duval.
Look, man, you might...
I also spent a lot of time at Duval County over the weekend, so maybe that's just, filtered through my brain. But I'm just saying.
Duval.
Did you see Travis Hunter, what he did on the airplane with the older woman?
It was phenomenal. He's a great kid.
With that big smile on his face, and he helped some elderly woman put her suitcase up and bring it down. And she said to people afterwards, who is that nice gentleman? And people were like, it's Travis Hunter! He's okay in my books. But I, you know what? Now that I think
AFC,
about it, and
AFC.
As I go through AFC, I thought at first, I thought NFC, and I thought, I don't know about that.
Yeah, but Nico Tank Dell, I don't know. DK's now in the AFC, but you know.
I would say overreaction if it's NFC, AFC combined, whatever. If it's football, but AFC.
I'm taking AFC. Okay.
All right. What else?
All right. One more football one, and we'll move on. You know, it's so much talk about push this and pushing gun. Just stop it. I can't stand it. Just stop it, TJ. Banning the tush push, big mistake.
Agree.
Yeah.
That's not an overreaction. It's a football play. And if you don't like it, get better at it. But we did see on 60 Minutes, remember that piece we talked about this last year,
mm-hmm.
that it's basically impossible to defend. But my answer is if you don't like it, figure out a way to do it.
Then why is only one team good at it?
Yeah.
If it's so impossible to defend, why are 20, 31 other teams terrible at it?
That's you can't my beat them,
right
join
there,
them.
Chris.
You can't beat them, join them.
It just seems
them.
Like this whole thing is just the Eagles are so good at it. We can't stop it. Let's get it out. Oh, and they won the Super Bowl last year. Maybe build up your defensive line and get a bunch of big boys in there and slow this thing down.
Seems like a whole lot of complaining to me, TJ.
A lot of complaining.
Yeah, a lot of complaining.
One of your favorite people on earth, this guy named Cooper Eisen, he sat here and he said the same thing. He goes, I don't get it. Like, why don't you just do it? And that's kind of been the argument. Like, you think about it, 60, 70 years ago, I'm sure somebody was like, well, wait a minute. They can't throw the football. What is that?
Yeah.
You know,
and then everyone else was like, Packers power sweep.
Oh, ban the power sweep. We can't stop it. I would say if you see it's working for the Super Bowl champions, then maybe if I was an OC, I'd be in the lab concocting something that would allow me to get the same results. Like, come on.
If you can't beat them, join them. Let's go.
Hey. Let's move on to baseball.
So I think that's a proper reaction, Chris.
Thank you, TJ.
Yeah, man.
You're not
that was awkward dancing by all of
us. We're like, hey. Juan Soto regrets signing with the Mets. Let's just be honest.
That's so dumb.
Look at this guy. He's out there. He's not even hustling to first base. He can't catch the ball. He's eating too much.
That's so dumb.
Too much time in
that's
the north.
That's
putting
that's
on
stupid.
Some pounds, okay?
That's dumb.
He's hitting. Well, he's not even hitting very well. He's only got a few bombs. He's constantly being asked about Aaron Judge. He's like looking over. He's like, man, I miss hitting in front of Aaron Judge.
Oh, he's tired of all the stupid A questions coming from all the journalists about, do you miss being with the Yankees? Do you miss Judge? Yeah, after a while, I wouldn't want to answer those questions either.
He regrets it.
And you say he's eating good. The man's worth $700 million. You better be eating good.
That's a good point.
Talking
well,
Mastros.
We noticed he's eating good.
Listen, Susie, stop it.
No boo.
Okay.
He's getting no boo shipped in.
We noticed.
Yeah,
the New York Post noticed.
Yep.
You think they airbrushed that a little bit?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Look, here's the thing that I know about the New York Post.
What do you
they
know?
They would never lie, doctor photos, make up headlines, or do anything just to sell a rag.
No. They are
an
straightforward.
Honest, straightforward piece of journalism, a staple of this country, dare I say.
That's right.
That people would look at this and literally say, that man's fat. It's just kind of weird to me.
Overreaction.
He's like 3C thick, you know what I mean?
No, that's a little paunchy.
As someone who's a proud member of the Thick Boys Society of America himself, I'm okay with that. And one of the greatest athletes of all time was the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, who famously said, I'm not built like the athlete of the day is supposed to look. He goes, my belly's a little big, my hiney's a little big, but I am bad, and they know I'm bad. So, you know what? He's not Dusty Rhodes size yet. Juan Soto's going to be all right. Like, again, stop
slow-mo.
Okay?
That is
you stop.
That is hilarious.
I know your TRT is up, but you know, don't be trying to fat shame Juan Soto.
I think he's on a one-way subway to Cecil Fielder.
That's fine. That means he hits 50 home runs a year.
That's true.
I'll be fine with that.
I think Cecil only hit once or twice.
That's fine. 29-19. I said 17 earlier. I wanted to correct myself before someone else does.
Please be factually correct on this show because we are always factually correct.
You know what I mean?
Like the New York Post, we are always factually correct here at the Rich Eisen Show.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
What else do you have?
Guys, Ohtani's hitting 63 bombs this year. I'm watching the game last night, right? Absolute cannon. He's got 17 on the year so far, on a pace for 57. But you know what? I think he's going to top what Judge did 2 years ago. He's going to hit 63 for Ohtani.
I'm good for that. I'm okay with that. I love him. I will watch any at-bat possible. I'll watch any game possible. We're going to the Yankees Dodgers.
You are.
And I can't wait. Sometime.
Yeah, it's coming up.
It's in June. I don't know when, but I know I'll be there.
Sometime.
Susie, that was like a
double two. It's next week.
It's next Sunday. I think we're going next Sunday.
Oh, yeah, 10 days.
You guys, I'm 30 busy.
30 and 31st.
I got women's sports now exclusively on Roku Channel. I got a lot to do here. I got what the football after the show.
Wow.
Sometime.
You just know you're in the building. That's all.
I know. I'm in the building.
Okay.
And I said to Rich, where are we sitting? And
he said up top, and you said, heck no.
And I said, heck no.
I ain't going.
I said, where are we sitting?
And then he said, you're in the cheesesteak section, and you were.
Okay, let me just explain to you again why I'll never try a cheesesteak outside of the state of Pennsylvania. Stephen A told me after, he's like, you made a big mistake. You can't have your first cheesesteak be in El Segundo. It's got to be there. It's got to be toasted bread.
That's a good point.
Toasted bread.
That's where they're from. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, we tried to do a nice thing for you guys.
Right.
And you know what? Adam Chudwin did it. It was great
Adam's
producing.
Adam's idea. It was great.
What do you mean I crapped all over? I tried it.
but then you disregarded it.
Look, I finished it. It was fantastic.
I know it was.
It was nasty.
Oh, come on. Susie.
Mikey.
Oh, sorry, it's not Craig's cheesesteak with all my friends.
Let me just tell you, you better watch your tongue because I have a surprise coming.
Oh.
And I will leave you out of it.
Is Craig here?
I would be quiet if I were you.
Is he bringing meatballs?
Number one, I walked in with donuts this morning.
Thank you so much.
Number two, what have you ever brought me except for empty Tupperware? Number three,
she's got you there.
I will leave you out of the surprise. Do you hear me? Can you imagine, like... Oh, God, poor Rich.
Yeah, one more.
I just heard that.
I did not know this.
Oh, coop-a-doo.
One more, Mikey. One more.
Play it one more time, Mikey.
One more. I did not know this.
Oh, sweet Cooper.
One more. I did not know this.
Conference finals in the association get underway tonight. Thunder and T-Wolves. I got bad news for everybody. The NBA finals is not going to be the matchup that everyone wants. I'm sorry. It's going to be Thunder and Pacers. I know everyone wants, these plucky Knicks and their fans are still partying in the streets and they wanted to see the Ant-Man. I'm sorry, that's not going to happen. It's going to be Pacers Thunder. Everyone get used to it. Everyone get prepared. I'm trying to do you a solid and get you guys emotionally ready. Pacers Thunder.
Let me think about it.
Enjoy the NBA Finals. It's going to be a celebration of the Midwest. The flyovers.
And you know,
finally
Susie
get
loves
their moment
that part
here in the association.
You know, Susie loves what?
Just that part.
Right.
Flyovers.
I love the NBA. I'm going to watch all of it anyway. Let me think. Do I think you're right? No, I think that's an overreaction.
Ooh.
I do. Call your shot. Who's playing in the NBA Finals in about maybe 10 days, 2 weeks?
I wish for Rich the Knicks.
Knicks, I mean, TJ, you go Knicks Thunder?
I'm going Knicks Thunder.
I think I'll go Knicks Thunder. I feel like they're going to pull this out. I just feel like it's their year. The only thing I would say is this. They're going to play six guys, and...
That might be a problem.
Until the wheels fall off.
And that's what I'm... My only thought is the advantage on the fact that they have a great bench on the other side.
Yeah.
That's my only thought. It's like, will the bench outlast the starting six? Because that is the Knicks' fatal flaw, is that they don't really have a deeper rotation, don't you think?
Nah.
Yeah. Agree.
But you remember last year, too, Brunson breaks his hand.
Right.
That kind of tipped the scales in that series. So.
Well, that's why I never prognosticate, because you just never know. I don't know.
And that's what's more likely. Sorry, that's actually Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
Get it straight.
Good talking with you folks.
Yeah, that was fun. I like those. I like the music in the background. The whole thing's fun. I just think the Pacers bench is real deep. That's my concern. Mm-hmm. Even though
well
people don't know who they are past Tyrese Halliburton. I think it's a good chance for the country to get to know a lot more of these young, exciting players. I mean, I'm going to watch all of them. I'm psyched to sit with Coop and watch these games. Xander's super into it, so he'll watch with us.
And that's kind of what I was hinting at in the first hour. Are we done? Is the era of dynasties in the NBA over, TJ? Is this now the NFL now, where it's a parody and it's a different team kind of each year?
I mean,
cycling through. We got the young kids coming up. Is that where we're at now in the NBA?
I mean, that's a great question, because let's say as of 2 months ago, you believed that your team was going to go on a dynasty.
As of 5 days ago.
Run.
I
before,
that.
Yeah. Tatum.
Right, before.
That was more 5 days ago, wasn't it? But anyway, the point being, like, if that injury doesn't happen, you know, maybe that whole series and everything else turns out differently. So I don't know, because if the Thunder get one,
Think they could get a couple
with their youth and all the picks that they got, which means they can do a lot of wheeling and dealing and moving pieces around and adding and subtracting. You could be looking at one right there. So I don't think it's necessarily.
Or maybe they lose 4-2 to the Ant-Man, and then suddenly they acquire Giannis this offseason.
Exactly.
And now the NBA works different even more,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then that restocks Milwaukee, and then now maybe they suddenly get back into the mix. I just think you have no idea. And that's kind of been the beauty of the NBA.
That's the great thing, right?
In the last 6-7 seasons. We're going to have a new champion again for the 7th year in a row. And it's kind of unheard of when we went through the run that we went through. I mean,
remember the whole decade of the 80s, three teams, right?
Three teams won. And
that's
then,
it.
And then in the 90s, three teams won in Chicago, Houston, and San Antonio. Yeah. And you're like, wow.
Right. And we start the 2000s with
and then
the three-peat.
And then the Lakers have a three-peat right off the bat. And then San Antonio wins a couple more. Detroit sprinkled in there. Yeah. And then you're just like, is this what the league is going to be now? Just then, these teams?
And then Steph Curry raises his hand and goes.
And the Cavs and the Warriors played in the finals like 78 years in a row, it felt
right?
like. And so now that's not what it is anymore. And you're kind of like, oh. Is that good for the league?
Yes. It's really good for the league.
Parity is always good, right?
It's really good for the league. They're going to sell a lot more jerseys. They're going to have more appeal. I mean, I feel like if you're only watching two teams, and it's different than football where we're really used to seeing a lot of the same teams there year after year, but I really like it for this.
Yeah,
I think it's great. It's a good look. It's a good look.
Yeah, just want to throw that out there.
Hey, thanks for that.
No problem.
Great job.
Good job.
How
are you?
I'm really well. Can we take one more win-loss before we go to break?
Let's go quick.
Really quick. Do we have... Oh, you want to do it in the next segment? We'll do it in the next segment. Let's take a break. When we come back, win-loss, because you know I like to empty the callers. Call in 844-204-RICH. Rich Ackerman will take this away.
Ackerman.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
If you wouldn't mind, I would love to role play with you, just real briefly, Gronk, okay? Where I play the role of somebody that I'm kind of familiar with, and you play the role of somebody that you're familiar with, if you don't mind. I'm going to play a guy who went to Michigan, okay, who's a leader in his field. His name is Tom. And you play the role of a tight end with a Hall of Fame resume, okay? And the time is going to be, November 1st, 2019. In the future, not too distant future. Would you mind if we quickly role play this out?
All right, we got one scene.
Okay, here we go. One scene. Here we go. Ready? Chris, say action when you got it. Okay, ready?
All right, guys, ready? All right, guys, ready?
Yes.
Action.
Hey, Rob, it's Tom. How you been?
Hey, Tom. Good, man. I've been doing great, man. You're still killing it. You're like 42 years old now. I mean,
yeah.
I know you miss me, Tom. I know you do.
I do. I do, Gronk. I do, man. It's not just me. It's everybody. We all miss you. And, you know, things are going great. You know, Bill's a pain in the ass, but it's really, you know, it's really something that could be better with you. Would you think of coming back and playing with me, Rob?
Tom, I mean, you know I miss you too. I miss the guys, but I'm just chilling, man. I'm down in the Bahamas right now, just relaxing. I'm sipping my water, and I got your electrolytes in it, Tom. So don't worry, baby. I got the electrolytes in the water, and I'm sipping on a protein margarita, Tom. So I'm just chilling. Thank you. I love you. I miss you.
But there's,
I'm just relaxing, homie.
There's no chance, Rob. This is Tom.
You know, call me when you get to the playoffs.
And scene.
Cut.
Rob, you're a natural, man. You are a natural. You're a natural.
That was great. That was so funny.
I don't know. It sounded that was lifelike to me. I thought that was pretty lifelike
to me. That was good.
Okay. Oh, Rob Gronkowski. Just come on back to New England, Rob. Come on. Don't you want to come back, suit up again, put down the margaritas, and come back in?
By the way, that's ended up happening. Like,
true.
He literally joined Tom in Tampa, and they won a Super Bowl.
That's insane. That's insane.
And you know what? Not at all begrudging that at all. I loved every second of it.
Loved every second
of
it.
Come on. You guys had a little.
No. Uh-uh.
Nah, I thought it was
nothing.
Cool.
I thought it was. You know what? That was like one of the rare times where you're watching another team and you're like, this is fantastic.
Yeah, and I hope they win the whole thing.
Yeah, by the way. Yeah. And then when Tom got looped and he threw the Super Bowl championship
Yankee
into
fans who want soda.
Ocean. Thought about it. Oh, my gosh. He just took another dig at you.
What did he say?
I said, unlike Yankee fans with Juan Soto, they don't want him to do anything.
Mm. Oh, okay. That's not really easy.
No, I'm not digging. You're fine. No. Whatever. But do you think Gronkowski's going to coach? Do you think he's going to come back and do anything? He's just going to sit back and count the dollars
he's got
when he's
taxed.
He's
the coolest gig ever.
Right? He's TV.
He's got the easiest job at Fox.
Not a billion. Yeah.
By the way,
he loves it.
There's not a whole lot of prep going on there.
And just being Gronk.
Yeah. Yep. Being Gronk. Coming to you on
Nothing
Roku.
Better, man.
Win-loss time, guys. I'm going to take a line one because it is Jack and Sam, and I know who's calling in. Hi, guys.
How's it going?
How are we?
Hi, how are you doing, Jack and Sam Schuster?
We're doing well. We were up late last night getting ready for this, so we were going back and forth, but I think we're ready.
Sam, you were prepping? You ready?
Yes, getting ready.
Sam, how's the knee feel?
It's getting better. Thank you for asking.
All right, I always want to ask. I love my nephews. Okay, ready, guys? Music,
Let's
please.
Do it. Come on.
You got to really crush this, okay? Because I'm proud of you guys and I love you, but really crush this in a New England kind of way, all right?
Yep.
Week one, Pete Carroll comes home to Foxborough. So week one, the Raiders are in town.
Week one, the Raiders are in town. TB12 comes home. I think we get the job done. 1-0.
Oh, I like it. Week two, at the Dolphins.
Yeah, historically they haven't played great down there, so unfortunately you're going to have to pick against the pass. I think Miami gets it done.
You're not wrong. They don't play so well down south. Week three, home for the Steelers. And who's going to even be the quarterback? Is it going to be Aaron Rodgers?
I think it's going to be Rudolph. I think we get the job done against the Steelers.
Wow. I like this. Week four, Carolina Panthers at home.
Yeah, they're getting better. They picked up some new weapons, but I think the pass get the job done.
Week five at the Bills. This is tough.
Week five at the Bills, Highmark Stadium. Jay Disney's behind center. I think we get the job done in a snowy Buffalo.
Ooh.
Wait, snow in September? October 5th or snow?
It's only October 5th.
What are we doing?
Well, there's not going to be snow then, but we still get the job.
Okay, yeah, I get it. Okay, great. Week six at the Saints.
Yeah, again, I don't know who's going to be playing quarterback for those guys, so I think the Pats get it done.
Week 5-1. I love it. Week seven at the Titans.
Brabel, legacy, revenge game, whatever you want to call it, I say we get the job done in Tennessee.
Yeah, let's go. Week eight, Cleveland Browns at home.
I think Pats get it done there, too. I mean, yeah, I think they're going to handle business there.
7-1.
Week nine, Falcons at home.
I think we're going to drop this one, unfortunately, against the Falcons here on week nine.
Week 10 at the Buccaneers.
I have the Pats taking a loss down in Tampa Bay.
7-3.
Week 11, Jets on a Thursday night.
Right back on track Thursday night against the Jets. We get the job done.
Yeah, they stink. Week 12 at the Bengals.
12, I think that's a loss. Tough place to play. Good team.
Week 13, home for the New York Giants.
Home against the Giants, another not so good football team. I think we get the W.
Yeah, no doubt. Bye week, and then week 15, the Bills. Now this is home, December 14th. Could be snowy too.
Yeah, I think we have the Bills taking care of business here. I think it's going to be tough for the Patriots to beat them twice in a season.
Week 16 at the Ravens.
I do like what the Patriots have done in the offseason with a couple additions here, but I don't think they're good enough to beat the Ravens just yet.
Week 17 at the Jets, they stink. They take that game, right?
Yeah, it's a trap game for them.
Ooh, wait. What a trap game.
Trap game for the Pats? Is that a win or a loss?
We'll give the Pats a win there.
All right, 10-6.
Okay, and then closing out week 18 with the Dolphins at home.
Closing out with the Dolphins at home, a flex game, I think. I think they're going to finish the season here, unfortunately, with a loss, but they will make the playoffs.
Okay, how far are they going to go?
So 10-7 makes the playoffs, you think?
Okay. We'll give them a wild card round win here.
Fantastic. I love it. I am wearing shoe kicks today, by the way. I want you to know.
Hey, I
got shoe kicks on.
Jack.
Good job, boys.
There we go. You're sponsored by shoe kicks.
Shoe kicks.
Jack, by the way, the Jordan 4 white and cement grays are coming out on Wednesday. I need you to put some good juju out there so I get those.
I'll put some good work in for you, TJ. Make sure to set that notification bell for 7 a.m. local time.
Indeed.
Know it.
Come on, Jack. Get on it.
Let's go.
Guys, your dad, Scott, hates win-loss. Maybe he'll like this one. He said to me yesterday, why do you do this win-loss? I don't care. So I thought maybe this way he would actually like win-loss.
Maybe he'll like this one.
Mm-hmm. Rarely. Well, you know, he's such an easy guy to please. guys, I love you.
We love you too. Thanks for having us.
All right, boys.
Absolutely.
Good stuff, guys.
They crushed it. They came in prepared. You can tell they prepared it.
I don't love that. Look, the weather in Foxborough in January is going to be like, what, 5 degrees? We know the Dolphins can't play in the cold. That should have been a win. That's kind of the only blemish on that. 11-6 feels strong for the Patriots this year. Just saying, TJ.
Are you going to do the win-loss?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Not today.
Not right now. We have less than a minute before break. Come on.
17-0, man. I mean, come on. We're back.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, so stupid.
Super Bowl back on. Like, what are we talking about? We have Drake May.
I've got to be smoking something over there this morning.
Indeed.
By the way, Brock, when those come out, Saturday, not Wednesday.
Saturday. Yeah. Set your app.
Are you going to set the alarm? Are you going to ping Jack?
Oh, I'm definitely going to say I need these.
Yeah.
These are the shoes made famous and Do the Right Thing. Like, I need these Jordan 4s.
I never was into the sneaker thing until he sent me my first pair of Dunks. And now all I wear are sneakers.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
You're part of the culture now, Suze.
I'm part of the culture. I'm part of the cult. When we come back, third hour ahead, Kevin Millar. We're going to welcome him here to the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere.
Bring
still
us Millar.
Except right now, because we're still on Roku.
Yeah, we're still here.
Don't go anywhere yet. You know what I mean?
Do you want to sit over here?
Wow. Well, yeah, he actually would.
That's so aggressive.
It is.
He did.
Do you want to sit over here?
Calm down.
He did once.
Calm down. You don't like sitting at this desk. So
oh, my God. Sitting at that desk is an invitation to online shop.
Oh, God. I don't know what that means.
You are a different person.
I got a lot of stuff over here.
You are a different person there.
She's
how so?
She's getting his job.
Honestly, over here, I don't even know if you're paying attention.
I'm not.
No, but because last time you weren't paying attention at one time, and then I got you to pay attention, and you start doing like the sex call line.
That was so funny.
That was one of my favorite moments.
Jeez.
And then I thought it was probably totally inappropriate. I mean,
it's only 2 o'clock in some places.
Sometimes I'm a little loopy. Sometimes I come in a little loopy. That happened to be one of them.
She was like, call in now. The Patriots are dirty. They're dirty, dirty.
Oh, Patriots are going to be bad. Patriots are going to be bad.
They're
really
be bad.
Bad.
They're so bad.
They're going to be so bad. They need to be
what
punished.
The hell is
Rich
happening?
Was trying to reel us in. But at that point, you were gone.
Rich was horrified.
Rich was like,
what are you doing over there?
Susie's like, I'm trying to speak. And Susie wouldn't stop. And of course, I'm laughing at her just like, you know, awful, awful boys.
They've been really, really nasty. Seems like a good time to promo Women's Sports Now. Coming on Thursday exclusively on the Roku channel. Amy Trask is also here, by the way. We are going to tape a new
one. Is she coming in? I haven't seen Amy in forever.
She'll be here.
Oh, fantastic.
She'll be here. Yep, she'll be here.
I thought she was Zooming. Oh, she is Zooming.
No, no, she's going to be here.
She goes like right down
the street. She is a lead pipe wielding professional. Yeah. She will show up and do the show in person.
What does that mean? What?
It would be great if she walked into the lead pipe.
We have a lead pipe here, Susie. It might even be behind you.
What if I get Rich a lead pipe for Father's Day that says lead pipe wielding professional? That would be funny. Would that be good?
It's funny. Jeff Galooly. I don't think, Mike, I don't think he'd know what to do with it.
Because why does anybody wield?
Oh my God.
Oh, Smitch.
Wait, is that really him? What is that?
That's AI to the full
Smitch.
No way.
Who is that person?
Laura Wasser, line one.
That's not Rich Eisen. That's
that's like the saddest. Smitch.
That's Midwest Eisen.
Oh, there. Smitch. And you know I love you, but that's mean.
Midwest Eisen.
Hilarious.
Wow. Oh, my God. That is so.
Soto Eisen.
That's like Rich from Soto One Day at Eisen. A Time.
Soto Eisen.
Oh, my gosh. That's just not even nice, Smitch.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I think he much prefers the other
call us when you're
video with
back.
The muscles. Yeah, that one's pretty Let's sad. Go.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. The Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.